Oh, Jesus.
What?
Dave Rubin is saying that an anti-Ed Gillespie ad is the most manipulative, fear-mongering political ad of all time. My God. Somebody doesn't have any history. Oh, what's going on with the video stream?
I'm afraid we're having some technical difficulties.
Hey.
Keep it calm, Sam.
Well, Matt, how's the audio?
Audio streaming.
What? You mean streaming live?
Oh, yeah. I thought we could go.
Oh, Jesus. Jamie, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm just arranging these witch crystals that I got.
What?
witch crystals. You know, if you do it right, they can take you to a horrible alternate dimension.
What dimension could be more horrible than this one?
I don't know. Let's see.
All right, we're back. It's 2 past the hour. You're listening to the Ken, Ken, and Ken Show. I'm the Deuce here with Scotso and the new dork. Of course, Pat is over there cleaning up the coffee that he spilled. Maybe you can bring some over that we can get. And in studio, we'll get to her in a bit, but Kelly Tripola, she's running for state senator from Stoughton, and I guess because what you're from Connecticut? I don't get it.
Yeah, I just think I could really make a difference here in Massachusetts.
Okay, great. That's good.
Maybe we could like buy a better, like, you know, you can't even buy like good fireworks. Yeah,
I'll tell you something. There's I'm glad to have anybody from out of state if they're, you know. I mean, just you haven't been here in Stoughton that long, but anybody's better than nobody. I want to just remind you guys, Stoughton Outdoors is having their annual sale featuring the end of season 25% off all tiki torches. Just head down there, tell them that Ken, Ken, Ken Show sent them, or you can go to their website, stoughtonoutdoors.com. And just put into the coupon code KKK and get 25% off all your tiki torches. Stoughton Outdoors, because your life matters, regardless of what color you're not. So go check that out. And all right, we got a lot to talk about on today's show. It's 4 past the hour in Stoughton. And as you know, I am the undisputed king of the fourth wave of right-wing talkers from Stoughton's South End. And so we today are presenting a special report that we have. We have a lot of news. We got to get to the report on the Clemson University student VP who apparently sat during the Pledge of Allegiance. Yeah, there's the story of those two New Jersey high school football refs who are heroes for walking off the field because three players from their team, the home team, sat during the national anthem. Of course, as you know, the media is now claiming that Paul Manafort was an unpaid campaign manager. I don't know how you can be both an unpaid and be a campaign manager, but apparently they're just trying to make Manafort sound like he was important.
He was just kind of like volunteering.
It was, you
know? But I think that that's like what the liberal media, Robert Mueller, like the sort of story they're telling.
It's unbelievable. We're going to blow the lid off this in a minute. We're also going to do the follow-up on the big emoji controversy because that's huge in the news right now. Don't forget the liberal media's Trump derangement syndrome. Is he now engaging in shameful smears on Greeks? And it's unabated the way they're attacking some Greek people. Also, this big story that the corporate, the liberal media is ignoring. Tony Podesta supposedly steps down from the Podesta Group over the Clinton-Russia collusion. And barely anybody's covering that. that's just the way it is. So, all right. We have an important a report that we've been working on here that really does, I think, blow the lid off of all the incredible lies the media is telling to all of us. Okay?
Every day. Ramming down our throats.
They have rammed down lie after lie after lie down our throats, and we're choking on it. But we're about to choke back. Okay? So this story starts on February 6th in 2016. And from Manchester, New Hampshire. All right? Here it is. It is Scott Brown, Scotty B., former Massachusetts senator, should have been New Hampshire senator as well. Should have been Massachusetts senator again, and then New Hampshire senator, with the lovely Jeanine Pirro.
You endorsed Donald Trump this week. You're campaigning for him in New Hampshire. Why?
Well, first of all, I had, as you know, we had all the candidates to my house in the no BS backyard barbecue where everyone could come. People grab a beer and a hot dog and they literally grill the candidates, had them all to my house. And I respect each and every one of them. And any one of them would make a better president than Hillary or Bernie. Let's just start with that. But as the process went on, I'm looking at Donald and I'm saying to myself, who can go down there and be a change agent? Somebody who's going to go down there and really shake up Washington, D.C., who's self-funded, doesn't owe anybody anything, and will go down there and kind of knock some heads and take some numbers. He stood out in that regard.
Okay, so there he is. Scotty B stepping forward. He just came back from his no BS barbecue. And he anointed Donald Trump to be president. Okay, and this is back in February.
He did best at the no BS barbecue.
Right. So, what does Scotty B do after Donald Trump ascends to the presidency? This is a guy who could do whatever he wanted. He's talked to kings and queens. He sat on board of directors. He's been a board of director of buildings, of companies.
Like, but also buildings and companies and even like estates and whatnot.
The guy can go up to New Hampshire and he can do whatever he wants. He can hang out, go jet skiing on a lake, hang out with beautiful women, just hang out with his daughters who are very attractive. But no. Scotty B decides he's going to serve his country.
Mr. Chairman, when the president asked me to serve in this post in New Zealand and Samoa, I want you to know that it was my first choice. It was my choice. I wanted to go to an area that, quite frankly, plays an integral and key role in the Pacific region, a real leader, an independent, thoughtful leader in New Zealand when it comes to addressing that region's very serious needs and concerns, especially with regard to China and its expansionism, changing the law of the sea and the law of the air and building islands and militarizing them that really just change international law as we've all known them.
That's right.
That's a very deep thinker who's thinking about islands with like guns being put on them and whatnot. Like he sees like the picture, large and small.
Except for the fact is that was not the whole truth. All right. The question is, why does Scotty B really want to go to Samoa in New Zealand? All right? That's the real question. It's not because China, that's a smokescreen, right? Because if you want to go to China, there's a bunch of different places you can go, like China. Instead, he goes to New Zealand. Why? Listen to this.
New Zealand plays a very key role as a member of the Five Eyes intelligence network to not only share information with our other partners, but also in the war on terror, you know, leading up to not only side by side helping us in the war against terror, but also dealing in humanitarian efforts to, you know, make other people's lives better and more fulfilling.
Yeah, forget about the humanitarian stuff because that's a smokescreen. All right. So he's going there because it is part of the Five Eyes, right? He's dropping a hint there. He is dropping a hint. Because when he goes on day one, right? On day one, he goes there to New Zealand. and they read them in on all the secrets. As you know, New Zealand is also part of the former British Empire. Okay? So, who else is part of that other former British Empire? Anybody? Right? Canada. Canada. Exactly. Canada. Right. Canada. Australia. Canada. Some other places. Okay.
That are
so,
weird. But those are the
On day
ones.
One, what happens is he lands in New Zealand. They give him some secrets. Secrets that he needs to relate back to Donald Trump. But, however, they can't just let him go and get the secrets. They've got to have him go do other things to say hello to New Zealand.
And also,
right?
What is 5 plus 5?
10.
10. Exactly.
But shut up for a second, okay? Because this is important. They go to New Zealand, and if he gets read in on all the secrets. And then, okay, what happens is he's got to go out and do other social things so people aren't like, where's the new ambassador? Oh, he's just getting secrets. They can't do that. So then he goes on this radio show. But listen to what he says.
And I'm going to make mistakes. And all I ever ask is just give me a fair go. Let me settle in. Let me do my job. Let me find my interests. Let me learn about your interests. And let me go and try to help build those relationships. I'm not the president. I'm the ambassador representing the president. But I may have a different style. And if I can still get the job done, then I should be, you know, then let's go grab that beer and talk about our differences respectfully. But let's also talk about our successes.
Yeah. Okay. So he didn't need to say, let's go grab that beer. What that was is a signal he sent him back to Washington, D.C., because he's been read in on all the secrets. But here's the problem. Okay. The problem is that in New Zealand, it is 14 hours ahead. So it's tomorrow. And he's got to wait until today catches up with tomorrow to inform the Trump administration of the secrets he's learned. What are those secrets? Well, here it is. Because New Zealand shares secrets with Canada, he found out about the Uranium One nuclear deal.
Right.
Okay? And he found out Hillary Clinton sold off 75% of our nuclear arsenal to the Russians.
Such a bitch.
Via the Canadians, okay? And they did it. She did it for about $140 million to go into her charity. That's weird, you're saying. Like, why wouldn't she take the money herself? Because if she took the money herself, the IRS would know it. However, what you can do is you give it to charity, you get a tax deduction. And on top of that, if you do it with your credit card, you can get a lot of miles. And if you've got like 145 million miles, no one's ever going to check, right? You can go out and buy just about anything off of, like, if you, like, you do it through, like, your American Express miles, you can go buy, like, a TV.
The Clintons bought their mansion in Chappaqua. 50% of it was travel miles, and the other 50% was by a Saudi drug dealer.
And here's the deal. No, the IRS never checks it out because
exactly.
You never declare your miles. You never declare
well, and
your
also
miles.
They don't
and,
check
the, and the Democrats.
And they're lesbians.
Okay, so then what happens? So that night, as Scotty B is waiting for yesterday to catch up with tomorrow so that he can report back to Washington, D.C. about what's going on, he's killed some time by going to Samoa to something. But here is the problem, okay? Where is, in Samoa, okay, they're American, right? But what else are they? They're also Asian. Or poly-Asian. Okay.
Poly-Asian. That's the word.
Yeah. What is next? Now, America's huge, right? But Asia's huger. What is next to Asia? Like, what countries?
Like, well, China.
Yeah.
Is
but
part
the other
of
direction.
Asia.
No. The other direction is the Middle East. Right?
Yeah.
Who's from the Middle East?
Huma Abedin.
Bingo.
Exactly.
So she is aware that he is going to this Samoa thing and also knows that he's been read in on this Canadian information. They've got to take Scotty B out.
So they send, what is 5 plus 5?
10.
So they send a bunch of tents.
This is basically what happens. Boom. Huma Abedin gets on the phone, very attractive from the Middle East, gets on the phone, sends more attractive women to Samoa to get Scotty B in trouble. Then you get this.
New overnight, a reported conduct complaint against U.S. Ambassador Scott Brown. A New Zealand website says the former Massachusetts senator acknowledged to them complaints were made over his comments to a female food server at a Peace Corps event in Samoa in July. He allegedly told the server she could make hundreds of dollars as a waitress in the U.S. and also told some guests they looked beautiful. Brown has been ambassador to New Zealand and Samoa since June.
Boom.
There you go.
There it is.
No, so Huma strikes again.
Huma and the DNC, they totally rigged that whole thing in Samoa at the dinner so that he would fall into this trap of simply complimenting an attractive woman.
And it's like, you know, you were talking about this to me, like in terms of political correctness and whatnot, because you were like, you know, in 1987, you could say, hey, you look like a whore. And that was a compliment. So like they're using, they're luring him with those girls, and it's such a politically correct environment that he can't say, like, you look like you could potentially, if you worked out a little bit, be a $250 an hour hooker, which is a compliment.
Okay.
And also motivation.
Now, here we go. So he knows he's in hot water, right? The deep state has taken him out. What does he do? Scotty Brown, does he put his leg between his tails and run away? No. This is what he does.
And during the ceremony, the presentation ceremony, they're doing the haka, they're doing the official dances and the presentations, honoring people. There are people serving food. And when someone came over and served food, I said, you know what, you can make hundreds of dollars in the services industry. You know, waitress, bartender, sales, you guys are doing a great job. And somebody took offense to that as well. And as a result of that, I was in fact told by my people that, listen, you know, you're not Scott Brown from Rye, New Hampshire anymore. You're an ambassador. And you have to be aware, culturally aware of different cultures, different insensitivities. And I'm always welcoming that kind of good advice. And I'm always looking, we both are, quite frankly, looking for new ways, because we are in a different culture, even though we all speak English. When we say one thing, it means the complete different, in whether it's here in New Zealand or
Boom.
It's in Samoa or another
Boom.
Country. So noted, and that's it.
He just sent a message back to Trump right there. There were two things. One, we say something, but we mean something different. Two, he says he's from Rye, New Hampshire. Boom, wrong, from Newington.
Yeah.
He's from Newington, New Hampshire. That's his way of signaling there's something wrong here.
That the deep state has been deployed by Huma to Samoa to disrupt the information back, because I told a girl that she looked like a whore because Huma knew I would do that, and political correctness is going to undermine the operation.
So how did we get all this information? Scotty B, he says this. This is him sending back the code. If you take the third letter of every word he says here, it spells out Clinton collusion. Listen to this.
Listen, politics is a blood sport back home.
Okay.
And at this event, it was a, there were a lot of people that didn't like the president. Sadly, it's politics, and it is what it is.
Right.
Exactly.
Collusion. Clinton collusion.
It is what it is. Collusion.
And I will say
exactly.
this.
Exactly. He spelled it out.
And so, he blew the lid off this so much. People say, oh, no, this is just a conspiracy theory. If that's the case, then why not? It's like, you're just doing a conservative conspiracy case. We don't do that here. Okay? We just tell the truth. Here's proof.
Facts don't care about you.
Look at this. Liberal guy, right here. Liberal guy admits the same thing that we have been talking about. Clinton collusion, right here. Look at that. FBI implicates Obama and Clinton in Russia bribery plot. Right there. He's a liberal. And he's a progressive.
But he's being honest.
He's
a progressive who actually cares about the truth.
That's right. So there it is. And, there's a good chance that we'll probably be taken out because of this.
The Clinton administration's out of control.
They are totally out of control.
The Clinton administration, and they run Mueller.
And
they're not going to be held accountable until we do something about that and rape laws.
We were going to sit on this. But we were so inspired by what Scotty B did. We just said, we got to get this out there. And if anybody tries to mess with us, at least we know that the truth has gone out there. We got to take a quick break. You're listening to the Ken, Ken, and Ken Show. I'm the Deuce, here with Scotzo and the new Dork. This is WKSM Stoughton, the home of the undisputed king of the fourth wave of right-wing talkers on Stoughton Southside. Be right back after this. All right, it's 23 past the hour. You're listening to the Ken, Ken, and Ken Show. I'm the Deuce here with Scotzo in the new Dork. We also have Kelly Tripolos running for Stoughton State Senate. And you're listening to WKSM Stoughton. Remember, I am the undisputed king of the fourth wave of right-wing talkers on Stoughton South Side. And on the phone, we have a lib role. Here from the online network TIT, Michael Shaw.
Hey, it's great to be here, guys.
What is? Why don't you tell people what TIT is and why it is that liberals can't seem to do any like hard news without it being sort of sexual?
Well, you're mispronouncing it, Ken. It's TYT. It's the Young
Deuce.
Turks. Yep. So it's not that.
What? I'm sorry. What? I didn't hear what you said.
TYT. It's not you. Those are the initials.
Right.
Only the name of your network, and you're coming on here in the first 10 seconds and lying. Like, I don't. Here's the thing. If you guys want to name your network TIT, why can't you just be honest? If you're gay, just say who you are.
What's great about being at the Young Turks, guys, is that if we named the network TIT, we would have called it TIT. It's not what it's called. It's the Young Turks. It's TYT.
All right. Well, I guess we can't read. Okay, but let's talk about what's going on really in the news, okay? First off, and we will get to all the stuff about that's happening with the Clemson University student VP who sat during the Pledge of Allegiance, which is just outrageous. But there's obviously more important stuff to talk about. Tony Podesta leaving the Podesta group. What do you make of this?
So that's what you're going to lead off with? Of everything that's happened over the past 24 hours, you're going with Tony Podesta?
Yeah, so a liberal super lobbyist who worked for Obama, who worked for Hillary. Meanwhile, you guys, you have one 28-year-old who pleads guilty. First of all, 28-year-olds never tell the truth about anything. We'll get to that later. And then Paul Manafort, who is the, like, volunteer campaign coordinator.
Yeah, okay, wait, all right, hold on. All right, we'll do you a favor, okay? What do you want to talk about? What's on your mind?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's your show. You know, I would...
Well, no, I asked you a question, but you obviously want to ignore that question because you're afraid to answer it. Do you want an easier one? Let me ask you this. Do you
talk about the Mueller investigation?
Okay, let's talk about the Mueller investigation. Why did Tony Podesta leave the Podesta group? Because of what Mueller found, who was a Democrat in the first place. Okay?
I mean, If that's what's grabbing you, let's talk about Tony Podesta. Tony Podesta.
Well, would you rather talk about how
No.
Robert Mueller is also smearing the entire Greek people
because he's indicting Papadopoulos?
Well,
did you hear the way he said that?
Let me ask you this about the Young Turks. Why don't you go and tell us about this Greek guy now? From Turks.
Because
Turks,
yeah.
Turkey.
Young, yeah. I understand. I'm impressed even that you know that history, but it has nothing to do with this. It has nothing, you know, that's not, you
okay.
know, the Young Turks is a saying, it's a turn of, it's classifying people who are upstarts and go against the establishment.
Go against Greeks.
So that's, well, I mean, you know, in history, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, I'm sorry. History's,
why don't we,
history's
when
not
you
important
hear an
now.
Name,
so history, I guess history doesn't
okay.
matter.
History
we don't
doesn't
have
matter.
To understand
go ahead.
Anything.
All right. So what do you want
to
talk about?
You guys hear
about?
An English name.
I'm just,
you know, why don't you, you know, whenever there's an English name, you go against that person just because they're English?
That happens to be the number one language of this country. I know you liberals want to change that to Spanish or something like that. But I'm sorry, English first. So, okay. So what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about, why don't you tell us what do you think?
Like, no, yeah, I want to talk about Tony Podesta cause I want to get it over with so we can get to the real important stuff.
Right.
That happened yesterday.
Like the Uranium One stuff.
Well, I mean, I that wasn't a yesterday thing and that nothing really happened there. But
I think that story's been, re-presented.
Has it been?
I think so. Apparently it's stumping you. But yes, if you want to address Tony Podesta, why don't you?
Well, you know, Tony Podesta left the group because of, you know, the fact that there may have been some involvement. It sounds to me like he's getting out of the way so that there's no conflict of interest.
Wait. There may have been some involvement, what, in collusion? Is it or is it not true that Hillary Clinton paid for the dossier and therefore was colluding with Russia because she's paying a foreign spy to go and pay Russians. And then the Russians put this together and they were going to use this to blackmail Donald Trump. Isn't that Clinton collusion? That's your favorite word, yeah. Collusion, isn't it?
In that fantasy, yeah, that would probably be collusion. None of that happened.
What?
Oh, yeah,
the DNC took over paying the law firm after a Republican who had hired them in the first place and gotten this fusion group on board. A Republican started it. The DNC took it over.
Look, Jeb Bush is an establishment Republican who's, I'm sure, connected with many gay Democrats. It doesn't change the fact that Hillary Clinton paid for it, and it's a smear job.
Wasn't it Paul Singer who paid for this? And wasn't Paul Singer also a Hollywood director?
Paul Singer did. I don't know the. I mean, where
didn't
are
he
you
do the usual suspects?
It's the amount, but he's not a director. I think he probably put some money up for a film. He's an investor. I think that what you guys are going after just isn't there on that front. Nobody has said that.
Why are you so angry? Why are you so angry?
What a surprise. All right. I mean, if you feel more comfortable talking about what's going on with this, the anthem, I'm sure you're probably kneeling right now just because you're in America.
I'm just wishing Richard Spencer said yes to the interview with you guys today and I didn't have to come on at this point, but I'm happy to talk to you.
We've had Spencer three times this week. We don't need to have him again. We'll have him, anytime we want.
You can't have an open exchange with Richard Spencer.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Why do you always have to demonize people instead of just talk about their ideas?
Well, I'm
this is the intolerant left right there.
It's unbelievable.
It's divert, smear, and distract all the time.
What's up next? Are you going to say Ed Gillespie's racist because of his racist talk?
You know, I wasn't going to say that, but if you want to talk about Ed Gillespie, we can go there. We can talk about how, you know, he's speaking like a racist. He's embracing the idea
that's
that
just
the
an assertion.
In that state.
You're just making an assertion. It's really just a smear.
Well, you know... I'm asserting that. Yeah, I'll say that. That's
so you guys, okay. So basically, you make this stuff up with Russia to smear Donald Trump and the American people who elected him, and then normal Americans. But all of a sudden, that's when you care about America, because if it's a bunch of black guys who won't respect our flag, you're first there to collude with them against normal Americans. Do you see the hypocrisy?
Yeah, I mean, the fact that you say it's just a bunch of black guys is preposterous. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, wait, we got so politically correct that you can't say bunch of black guys
Which one
anymore?
Is, which pot is the problem? The guy pot?
Do you not identify as a guy anymore?
Do we need to say the bunch of black cis guys or whatever it is?
There are players of every color, every stripe, every team, every sport
stripe.
That are taking some stand.
What does stripe mean?
It's a saying. Never mind.
Well, how come, you know what? So isn't letting the inmates control the prison. That's a saying. Yeah, but all of a sudden, this guy's now being castrated for it.
Call a spade is a
liberal,
saying.
Liberal castrati.
Black guys, Africans killing each other by the bushel full in Chicago is a saying. But you guys demonize us for saying that all the time. Do you see the hypocrisy?
That's not really a saying. The black guys.
What about black and black crime and why are they obsessed with guns and isn't rap music the problem? That's a saying.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's not really a saying. It's something you're saying. It's not really a saying.
So are you denying, that Russia now owns, like a huge portion of our uranium stores? Because Hillary Clinton took a bribe? Are you denying that now?
I'm actually denying that, yeah, because Hillary Clinton didn't take a bribe. And the first part where you say Russia owns all of this because of that has nothing.
Have you ever heard of the New York Times newspaper? Is that a conservative or a liberal? Is that a conservative or a liberal paper?
I don't know. I'm not on there.
October 2015... 2015, they wrote about how Clinton bribe gets Russia a bunch of nukes.
Even in the failing New York Times, this has been reported on for years. Even they, and I guess for the same reason that you can't talk about why black people are over 100 times more likely to commit a violent crime, and statistically speaking, more of them should be shot by police. The same reason that you can't be empirically rigorous about that, you can't
that.
Be like, honest about Hillary. Oh, are you triggered?
No, I'm not triggered. I'm a little shocked. I can't get over the fact that you would say that in that way and know
what
that
way?
It isn't
Look at the
true.
Way he's diverting
and,
from
he
the Russian collusion
the
that
issues.
Clinton is doing.
And the fact that you would say that I was triggered, first of all, and secondly,
Sound
that you
triggered.
Think the police should be shooting more.
No, no, I didn't say should. I said you totally took me out of class. I said statistically speaking, more of them should be shot. But no one cares about black-on-black crime in Chicago more than I do. That's why I want federal military task force there stopping and frisking every single black person between the ages of 15 and 75 because I don't want them to die. But I guess you're so PC, we can still kill black kids. Sure.
I guess your answer would just be tax them, right?
No, my answer in Chicago would be that that there has to be a different kind of policing. I do think there should be gun buybacks. I think that we should have stricter
gun laws guns.
All over the country.
Oh,
at least
so,
you're honest.
So, what would you do? Would you train the policemen to go and give hugs to everybody?
No, I'm not a police trainer. That's not what I'm saying. There has to be a different approach to it. I think that there's consensus even among law enforcement that Chicago needs to take different tactics. And,
see, this is the thing I don't understand about you.
Oh,
guys.
Maybe if they all wore pink ties,
yeah.
Maybe that would
maybe
help.
Maybe their uniform
would feel
should be
like
pink.
It's
their
just
uniform
nicer,
should, and they should be like, right? Hey, are you having a rough day, young thug?
Yeah, well, I reject that. Classification, but let's have them wear pink ties. I should try that.
Yeah, but anyway,
I knew it.
So, yeah,
I knew
that was a good idea.
Exactly.
Boom.
So,
got
but
him.
Anyways, what's your defense of Hillary?
Do you guys
Clinton,
want to
the
talk
Clinton administration
at all about,
being criminals?
Do you guys want to talk? Do you want to talk at all about Paul Manafort?
Yeah, it's an outrage the way that they're making Paul. Let me ask you this: how many times you say the name Rick Gates over the past, let's say, year? Is it zero? But now all of a sudden, Rick Gates is like almost like Rick Gates is the vice president. Rick Gates this, Rick Gates that. This is Rick Gates. Whoa, look who's Rick Gates. Rick Gates is arrested. Paul Manafort. I mean, nobody would even know these names. Even in the Trump campaign, if liberals didn't like elevate these people to like,
well,
they were in charge
of
everything.
People, if these people have committed crimes, aren't you as somebody who you've been talking about crime this whole
Absolutely.
Time?
No, I think, you know what, you know what, you know what, Michael?
To put criminals
hold
away.
On, hey, wait, I think, no, I think Paul Manafort deserves a hug.
Listen, yeah, we could put him in, maybe what he needs is like a nice dinner party with some Chablis or something. But look, seriously.
For what?
I think he should go to jail, but guess what? That has nothing to do with Donald Trump. He was, for 5 minutes, a volunteer on the campaign. I mean, he was unpaid. He's not even working for Donald Trump.
Do you want every intern at TIT who has ever done, like, Molly on their own free time? Are you responsible for that? And should you and Sink go to jail?
Yeah.
I mean, he lied to, we're talking about, somehow we moved away from Manafort back to Papadopoulos. He lied to the FBI.
No, Papadopoulos was also, they were all
volunteers.
Well, they weren't all volunteers, guys.
They were.
Manafort was not a
Manafort
volunteer.
Manafort did not get paid. You don't know your facts. You don't know your facts. Honestly, why don't you answer the question? Would you and Sank, would you guys?
Jank.
Whatever. Jank. Yeah, sure.
Jank.
Okay.
Whatever. Okay.
Sink.
Would you and Jank, would you guys be arrested? Should you be impeached if one of the people who volunteered to come by and see one of your shows went out and, I don't know, took some drugs or got a speeding ticket? Should you be arrested?
I don't view it the same way. Paul Manafort was the director he was the campaign manager for Donald Trump's presidential campaign for 5 months.
These things, though, guys, didn't happen while
he was in that role.
He wasn't the real campaign manager because it was volunteer. It was more of like a ceremonial.
When you say
like an
volunteer,
example, like Donald,
explain what you mean by
I'll tell you exactly what I mean.
Listen,
Donald Trump is a very, very good person, and he's very loyal. No one would deny that.
True.
Paul Manafort was a long-term friend of his who had been having a tough time and whatnot, and he was had no direction and purpose in his life. So Donald Trump,
he's very loyal.
Who
is
really big-hearted, was like, why don't you, quote-unquote, run my campaign and whatnot, get us some coffee, answer some calls. Maybe there's a couple of Skype things we're doing with Ukraine.
This is a classic
situation. No good deed goes unpunished. And you guys are so unforgiving.
You know, I feel badly for you guys sometimes. I really do.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
Because
we're not called tit.
You create facts out of nothing, they're facts that serve only you, and they're not facts.
What fact do you want to? What have we said that you are even taking any issue with?
How about this? Let me go through the things that you've said that I'm not taking issue with, because there are fewer of those.
Fine.
You know,
whatever's easier for you.
I think that it would have been interesting to have talked about Tony Podesta for about 10 seconds in about 5 minutes.
I wouldn't even do that, but go ahead.
But that's about it. Yeah. So I take issue with just about everything you're saying. I mean, from Chicago to Clinton to uranium to having Richard Spencer on your show 3 times.
All right, look, Michael, I get it. You're going to keep smearing the Trump, our president. You're going to keep excusing the Clinton administration. You don't care about black kids dying, which is the reason we have Richard
Spencer.
Well,
there's no administration. That's the thing. Hillary Clinton didn't win the Electoral College. She's not the president, so there's no administration.
What would you call the Clinton Foundation? What would you call that?
The Clinton Foundation, she still rigged the whole thing. The whole thing was completely rigged. And Donald Trump still won.
Donald Trump still. And so you won't do anything about Hillary Clinton's non-administration.
Do you not think it's important to investigate the stealing of hundreds of percentage points, not hundreds, but a significant percentage points of our nuclear weapons?
If that happened, it would warrant, if there was any even...
It was the New York Times!
Hold on. You don't even think we should check out and see if that happened? You just think that, like, we can go through life without even worrying about whether or not 50% of our nuclear weapons are gone to Russia? I don't understand, like, what kind of reality you live in.
And you are the guys that are always going on about Russian collusion. You don't even care if they stole our nukes.
Yeah,
I guess because Obama was black, it was okay if it happened under him, or Hillary's a woman?
Yeah, well, I'm confident that I would.
Do you think it's possible that Hillary Clinton... Let me ask you this question, okay? Because there's reason to believe that Scott Brown, found this out in New Zealand. That much of what we're watching now, much of what we're watching right now was a plan by Hillary Clinton to serve more than two terms, okay? Ipso facto, she planted this Russian collusion stuff knowing that Bob Mueller would start to investigate. They would take Donald Trump out. They would install her as president 2 years before, like in 2018, let's say. Then when 2020 comes, she runs for re-election. Then they let her run for re-election again because she didn't have a full term the first time because she'd been installed in a basically a deep state coup. Then she gets to go around bragging that the first woman ever served 10 years. So women are better than men. Is that or is that not the plan?
You should get Paul Singer to direct that.
He's a director.
There you go. Yeah, before you didn't know who he was. Now all of a sudden you know he's a director.
So
that's
obviously
the problem with you guys.
But you're fine with sexual molestation by people from Hollywood.
I never said that.
How do you feel about Harvey Weinstein being the leader of the Democratic Party?
It's weird that you didn't even bring it up, though. I mean, it's weird.
Well, I wasn't.
Oh, you're not going to pay attention to it? Whatever.
It's only an issue.
Michael Shore.
No, I have a serious question for Michael before he goes. Last question. Okay, so you don't care about...
You're going to get a chance for the last question.
Yeah, he'll get the last question last week.
Will I ever get a chance to answer it?
Yeah, sarcasm. So you don't care about Clinton criminality. You don't care about black people's lives in Chicago, black-on-black crime. But look, Michael, there's no debate that under Donald Trump and his generals that the war on ISIS is going a lot better and a lot more serious.
It's over,
decimating it. Now, you're gay. You would be thrown off a building if you were there. Are you going to at least give him credit for that?
I haven't seen any of that. If it happens, it would be great.
Whoa!
I think everybody wants to see ISIS defeated. But the way you characterize me, I don't disagree. I disagree with that. I find, that's inaccurate. That I don't care about these things. That those things aren't happening. So if they were happening, I'd care about them.
Are you better at math before or after?
Let me remind people what you're not talking about. You're not talking about any of the Harvey Weinstein, one of the biggest Democratic donors officials, really, basically officials, in modern era, being a predator. You haven't mentioned that. You don't care about people who are trying just to make a living by being an artist, making cakes, being forced to promote gay marriage. You won't talk about any of the things that's going on with the slippery slope that we're seeing with college students going around not saying the anthem or sitting down during it, which is probably in some ways worse. And you won't even talk about Tony Podesta or the smears that are coming out of the Young Turks against the Greek people.
Or
so,
Clinton's three-term plan or, we can be forced bakers to, give gay people cakes. But when President Trump is saving gay people's lives by destroying ISIS because he's not fighting a politically correct war, no credit.
But you had the last word. So Michael Shore from TIT, thank you so much for coming on. Okay. Dude got it. He got wrecked.
He just got, just got totally reamed.
Dude got wrecked.
He tried to shove it down our throats, and we shoved it down his.
Just a reminder. Hold on for 1 second. You can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man. No time to talk. Music loud and women warm. I've been kicked around since I was born. And now it's all right. It's okay. And you may look the other way, but you won't have to. With our Stay Alive food pail, food for a family of four for 8 years can be yours for $3,200. The best time to prepare for tomorrow's race war is today. Keep your family alive while everyone around you dies. Go to massivefoodpail.com/KenKenAndKenShow. That's massivefoodpail.com/KenKenAndKenShow. We got to play this. The attacks on the Trump administration continue unabated, okay? So last night, John Kelly, a general, a decorated four-star general, who, frankly, there's no one in the media who can even lick his boots as far as I'm concerned, all right? He should be off limits. Stop making him political. They're trying to politicize him. And all he is a military genius and a historical genius, okay? And so here he is. He's on Fox News talking. But this is from CNN, and I want you to look at this. You tell me how wrong this is, okay? This is CNN. I guess they had it covered by the international person. Look at how messed up this is.
While these indictments are getting a lot of attention in Washington, a comment from White House Chief of Staff John Kelly is also raising some eyebrows. He did an interview where he discussed the U.S. Civil War and taking down statues of Confederate figures. Kelly praised Confederate General Robert E. Lee, and he said compromise could have prevented the war, which was fought over slavery.
Hold on now, pause it. Wait a second. They got a British lady talking about the Civil War, which they lost to us, and she's getting on him for being proud of America. Let's listen to what the general has to say.
I would tell you that Robert E. Lee was an honorable man. He was a man that gave up his country to fight for his state, which in 150 years ago was more important than country. It was always loyalty to state first back in those days. Now it's different today. But the lack of an ability to compromise led to the Civil War. And men and women of good faith on both sides made their stand where their conscience had them make their stand.
Well, former first daughter Chelsea Clinton responded saying this: "Whoa. There is no compromise regarding slavery ever. And the Constitution's original three-fifths compromise was an abomination."
Okay, so we have a British lady who lost. She didn't personally, of course. But her types of people lost the Civil War. And then they go right to the Clintons to bring in, like what? What did Chelsea Clinton do?
Chelsea Clinton hasn't done anything, but also, like...
But she will take her opportunity to knock people who had just a fair and decent disagreement about slavery and economics.
This is the problem, though. It's that it's the political correctness, because as soon as if you can't have an argument about things, then we can never have an open exchange of ideas and know whether something was like, it might have been like summer camps for Africans and whatnot. And then they get to be Ben Carson.
New Dork, what is worse, being dead or being alive and having to work for not much money?
The second.
Dude, what? Just answer the question.
Being dead is worse than having to work for just not that much money or no money.
Something is better
because
than nothing.
If, let's put it this way, if the slaves would rather be dead, they could just commit suicide. But they didn't. So they had a choice.
There were literally millions that didn't commit suicide. And by the way, if they didn't come over, I don't think you get to be Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan and Kobe and Cam Newton, they're sitting there like, thanks for immigrating over here, great, great grandparents.
Well, what about all those good musicians that they had? That Chubby Checker guy died. Right?
Yeah, the fat guy.
I mean, when was the last time?
And then there was the blind guy.
When was the last time you listened to music, like an African music star? Never.
The last time, never.
Right. It's all African American music stars.
They should call it American
movie stars. How many African movie stars do you see?
Yeah, Denzel Washington would have been starring in action movies if he was running up a tree.
His name wouldn't even be Washington. Sure. He only got to be Washington probably because of a white guy.
Yeah, his name would be like starring and running up the tree.
It's just unbelievable. Sure. But yet they'll trot out some British lady with Chelsea Clinton to criticize for the war that we fought against the British.
I agree, but what about liberty of death and whatnot?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Dork.
What the hell happened to you when you were at that Mercer family retreat? You got traumatized. Fucking weirdo.
This is sweet. Sean Hannity really laid into everybody. And this guy's a real American. And here he is. He's saying what everybody's afraid to say. And everybody knows it. It's weird.
By what is an abusively biased Trump-hating media. Also, as part of the news that came out today, George Papadopoulos, he admitted, okay, he lied to the FBI. I think he's 29 years old. Now, I knew everybody in the Trump campaign. I never heard about Papadopoulos until today.
Pause it for one second. Okay, first off, two huge points that people are not making. One is he was only 29. When he lied to the FBI, he was only 29.
Well, that's like what you always say. It's like you can lie to federal officials until you're at least 40.
But, I mean, the point is, like, who at age 29 is, like, got all this stuff together and they just, they're totally.
Yeah,
like
maybe a handful of them are, like, super on top of it. But, like.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine.
Normal, not
like,
just 29 year olds, also, like, 35
I think,
year olds
like, Hillary
would lie
Clinton
to the FBI.
Was double that age when she lied to everybody.
Hillary Clinton's like double that age when she's ordering murders.
But they're not.
But no one's indicting her.
Nobody's indicting her. Very strange. And honestly, and Sean Hannity's got a great point. You should pull it back just a little bit. Let me ask you this. Do you think if you knew everybody on a campaign, if you would remember the name Papadopoulos? Are you kidding? Of course you would. That's not like Smith.
It's a freaking weird name.
Papadopoulos? You'd just be like, the first time you heard it, you'd be like, what's that?
I mean,
who's
look,
that?
To be fair, like for the reelection, maybe you say like, hey, Papadopoulos kid, sign this form just to reconfirm that you're not going to lie to the FBI. They could tighten ship next time, but it's really nothing.
It's nothing.
I mean, honestly, who of us hasn't done that? I've lied to officials in plenty of investigations.
It's true. Go.
Media. Also, as part of the news that came out today, George Papadopoulos, he admitted, okay, he lied to the FBI. I think he's 29 years old. Now, I knew everybody in the Trump campaign. I never heard about Papadopoulos until today. And I think I knew everybody. Now, the White House says he was a volunteer, and it seems that Papadopoulos, on his own, was trying to create an anti-Clinton Russian dossier, like the Fusion GPS Hillary DNC President Obama-funded dossier, and he wasn't successful.
There you go.
Yeah, so basically you had an ambitious kid who was trying to respond to the Obama-Clinton death machine and their collusion with Russia. He got a little bit out ahead of himself, and then he was like, oh, I'm sorry, I lied to the FBI, 29 years old. And now these people are so ruthless that they want to destroy this kid's life.
Just
and maybe even like
Greek.
Put Greeks in internment camps.
It's a slippery
it's
slope.
Wicked messed up.
All right. I guess that's it for us now. It is 55 past the hour. We'll be back. Kelly Tripoli, do you want to say anything about running for state senate?
Yeah, I mean, I am wicked happy to be here in Beantown with all you nice people. If you vote for me, I will lower all your taxes and take care of the raccoon problem.
Dude, we're not in Beantown, but I will say, I mean, we've been super divided ever since Deval Patrick was governor. He just divided us.
So
like
divided.
Hardcore, like the way Obama did. There was just something about seeing him there that divided us.
He constantly divided
just,
us.
Just, he would the walk
state
around.
Has never been as divided
never
as
Never been as
that.
Divided.
The last guy I remember to divide this this state like that, my dad used to tell me about this guy, Senator Brooks.
Senator
also
Brooks.
Extremely divisive.
Super divisive. There was just a divisive look about him.
There was something, it's almost like they love to divide people.
Yeah, yeah, they're very... That's like their bread and butter. They show up. They don't even need to say anything, and they divide.
Crazy.
See, I'm trying to unite everyone, so that's really good that you brought that up.
Exactly. And if you can unite the normal people and
all the
loosen
normal
restrictions
people.
On firecrackers and lower our taxes, then you have a winning campaign, I think, for like most normal people.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Come back. We'll take some phone calls. 646-257-3920 is the number, and we'll see you then. Fine.